We're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
Redemption Church, I hope that you're having a blessed day in Plano, Texas. We're in Oklahoma today, our whole Fluitt family. We're doing ministry in Oklahoma at a great church just south of Oklahoma City today. And we hope that you have worshiped God. That's the number one thing we do. Number two, you're about to receive the Word of God. And before today's over, we want you to do the third thing. We want everybody to talk to God. Before today's over, we want these altars flooded with people reaching out to God. Pastor Marshall, our care pastor, is going to be preaching to you today. And man, he's got a good one. Pastor Marshall has a great heart, and you better amen the preacher. He's going to get after it today, so you preach with him. What are we doing today? We are starting a brand new sermon series, and it's called Jesus Loves Meme. And many people are like, what is this sermon series about? So I created a special video to explain. Enjoy. You just got Rickrolled. And if you don't know what Rickroll is, watch this video. It's going to explain it. Never gonna give, never gonna give. You just got Rickrolled twice in your face. You see, there are some things out there that say they are one thing, but they are not. They are not legitimate. And that's what we're going to be looking at today. Pastor Marshall is going to be bringing that word. You get ready. He's about to preach to you, but first, watch this funny cat video. You thought I was going to Rickroll you a third time, but it was actually a cat video. Wasn't that sweet? Wasn't that awesome? See, it's keeping you on your toes. All right, let's receive the Word of God. Clap your hands for Pastor Marshall.
All right. Hallelujah. Welcome to Redemption Church. My name is Marshall Blessing. I am the care pastor here, and I am so glad to have fellowship with all of you in this wonderful day. Amen. Praise God. This is going to be a great day. Amen. But first, I wanted to acknowledge the tech team. We just sang about God moving mountains. We're sort of a tech-heavy church. We rely on technology a lot. This sermon relies on technology. But the guys that make that happen, man, they move mountains every week, and we are blessed to have them. So let's give a hand clap of praise and thanks. Thank you, God, for the tech team we got working here at Redemption Church. Amen. Now, sometimes here at Redemption, when the leadership gets together, we have some good ideas. We have some good ideas for a sermon series and messages that are really impactful, that seem like they're really going to touch people's lives, really speak to where people are at, and move their hearts closer to Jesus. We occasionally have some pretty good ideas. And then we have some great ideas. And this is one of them. So I am so glad to be kicking off this week Jesus Loves Meme, our new sermon series. Pastor Chris just told you about it. If you're watching us online, either through Facebook Live or watching our podcast, you've probably encountered a meme or two on your way to find us as you're watching this video. Thank you for being here. We're really glad you're watching out there, and feel free to share it. But, so what is a meme? We need to start at the ground floor, make sure everybody's on the same page. What is a meme? Well, if you are a nerd and you look it up online like me, a meme is an element of a culture or system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by non-genetic means, especially imitation. Nerd alert. So, that's a lot of words. The important thing, number one, is that it's pronounced meme, not meme, not may-may. It is meme. All right? The word was coined back in 1976. It's been around since the bicentennial. It was coined by well-known author and atheist Richard Dawkins in his book, The Selfish Gene. So this term has been floating around a lot. It basically means a fad or a trend, an idea that spreads from person to person and goes viral. Sometimes we talk about things going viral, especially on the internet. So that's a meme. Mass communication has been enabled by smartphones and the internet, and that has facilitated memes to spread very rapidly. So we can share these ideas very quickly, and that's how, of late, they've been able to go viral and spread worldwide. Everybody knows about Rickrolling and cat videos. So memes are an artifact of our culture. Memes are influenced by our culture. Last year, you may remember fidget spinners. There was a time last year where you had to wait in line to get one, or they were sold out. They were the hottest thing. That was a meme. That was a piece of culture that everybody had this idea that, man, I got to get 12 of them. I don't know why. I don't know why I need these things, but that was a meme. Also, there was the eclipse last year. There was all kind of memes about that. Everybody got super excited to see the eclipse, and then you had to get the right glasses and not the wrong kind, and people don't want you to go blind. There's tons of memes out there about Star Wars, from the Star Wars movie that came out. There's memes about the upcoming Avengers movie and the Black Panther movie. Tonight is the Oscars. I would guarantee you there will be memes about stuff that happens at the Oscars, because memes are influenced by our culture. But at the same time, memes influence our culture. You may be sitting there saying, well, why do I care? Well, because they aren't just frivolous things. Sometimes they actually influence our culture. They influence us. During the election and since, and even before, there have been tons of political memes. Politicians have, or their surrogates, have taken to creating these memes to try to influence how you feel about different politicians and different things in political races. The Me Too movement has arisen lately. Hashtag Me Too, that's a meme. It's not meant to demean it, but it's an idea that's been passed around and spread. Tide Pods, unfortunately, are a meme because the idea got out there that it would be cool to eat them. And so there are videos online of people eating Tide Pods, and it has impacted culture because Tide and different people have had to step forward and make videos and promotional material that says, do not eat these. These are poison. Please stop eating Tide Pods. Lord have mercy. All right. So memes can influence our culture. Pop quiz. What is the vision of Redemption Church? Boom. Thank you, Pastor Shelton. We want to be a first century church connecting to this 21st century world. Amen. Amen. That's the vision we have for who we want to be. We want to be like the church we see in the book of Acts, but we want to connect to the world around us. Well, memes are one way that our current culture communicates. And if we want to connect with them, we need to speak their language. And so we're going to spend a couple weeks looking at memes. Now, memes aren't new around here at Redemption Church. You may recall a couple weeks ago, Pastor Chris showed the Forever Alone face. That's a meme. We mention them from time to time. Well, is it possible? Is it possible to come up with not just a sermon, but an entire sermon series worth of sermons about memes that are spiritually impactful and meaningful? Challenge accepted. All right, see what I did there? That's a meme. Okay. The subject of memes can be complicated. Memes come in many different forms. You may encounter them and not even realize, oh, that's a meme. So, in order to keep things simple, we're going to go with this working definition, a simplified definition. For our purposes, when I say memes, I'm talking about an internet fad or joke, okay? Usually a funny picture, sometimes a cat video. So many well-known memes take the form of a funny picture with some text on it. For instance, here's one that really speaks to my heart. This is the "I have no idea what I'm doing" dog. All right? See, he's at a computer. He has no idea what he's doing. I often feel that way, be it as a parent or at times at my job and sometimes even pastoring. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I trust it to God and we're going to see what happens. We trust it's going to work out. So this is a meme. A lot of times this is what memes kind of look like. They got some text over a funny picture. But you can use any funny picture and you can put whatever kind of text you want over it. In fact, you could reuse pictures and put different kind of text depending on the circumstance. So I have no idea how this guy discovered his dog using the internet one day. He just came in and took the picture. In fact, I don't even know how that dog tied his own tie. That's pretty amazing. Seems legit, right? Totally happened spontaneously. That seems legit. No. This, obviously, had to have been a staged photograph. Although they do say, on the internet, no one can tell you're a dog. I've heard that said. So, seems legit. This is the first meme I wanted to look at in our sermon series. For those of you unfamiliar with internet slang, legit is short for legitimate, meaning authentic or real, not attempting to deceive. And so, even though that dog had his hands on the keyboard and was wearing a tie, he wasn't really using that computer. Okay? That wasn't legit. And so, the seems legit meme is usually said in sort of a sarcastic way. Oh, that seems legit. You say it about something that does not seem legit. Now, memes have kind of a life cycle. New memes are coming up all the time. We could not possibly present to you the absolute newest memes on the internet every week, because by the time we even considered writing a sermon about them, they would already be old. So this one has been around for a while, and I chose it because it's actually entered my lexicon, my daily vocabulary. I found myself saying seems legit about things in my daily life. At work, they give me an impossible assignment. Hey, we're going to need you to get this done by the end of the week. We're kind of under budget, so try and put as little work into it as possible, but we need it done because you're going to present it to the head honcho, and we're really tight on time, okay? So make sure you get it done. It's super important. We're going to have meetings twice a day to check your status and make sure you're on track, okay? So budget some time for that. Yeah, that seems legit. Sometimes you go to the grocery store and you're checking out the discount rack of markdown products, and you come across a carton of half and half that's somehow warmer than room temperature, and it's marked down to 29 cents. Yeah, that seems legit. No, thank you. Put that one back. Or my son. This has happened quite a bit frequently. I have a 3-year-old son. Laser, it's nap time. You need to go take a nap. He goes in his room and shuts the door for about 5 minutes, and then he comes out and says, "Ugh, I had a nap. That was a good nap." Yeah, seems legit. I'm sorry. Your story does not check out. So, you may have seen this meme in forms more like this. Here's a couple I have pulled from the internet. Free candy. All right. Seems legit, right? See, the thing you got to understand is they keep overhead low so that they can keep the candy free. That's why it's not such a nice place. Don't go get candy from them. Do not. Or free hugs. Who doesn't like a hug? Seems legit, right? Or, oh yeah, I've heard of that place. Yeah. Stars and Bucks Cafe. Yeah, seems legit. The weird thing about that place, they always spell your name right when they write it on the cup. It's strange. All right, so these are some memes of seems legit. Okay, you got the idea? You understand how it works? Well, the thing about it is, Jesus doesn't seem legit. He does to us. If you know him, then you're like, wait a second, what? But really, in his day, Jesus didn't seem legit. That's why people didn't recognize that he was the Messiah, that he was the Christ. In fact, they and we were even told in advance that you're not going to notice him. He's not going to look like what you're expecting. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 2, it says, "He grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him." And the next verse, "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering, familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem." Does that sound like the King of Kings? Does that sound like how you would describe the Messiah, the anointed one of God? Well, that's not who I would be picturing when, if they told me the Messiah is coming to church today, that's not the description that would immediately jump to mind. This is the long-awaited Messiah. He came as a suffering servant, not as a conquering king, and not as the most handsome guy you've ever seen. He was a head taller than everybody else. And man, when you look at him, he's just hot stuff. No, he had no physical thing about him that highlighted, oh man, that is the Son of God. That's the anointed one. That's the Messiah. He didn't look legit. And then you've got Jesus' life story. So the King of Kings, God in flesh, was born in a stable. In fact, they had to lay him in a manger. And so then he grew up in Nazareth. Has anything good ever come out of Nazareth? Sort of a backwoods kind of place. A place, the boonies, like... And he had no formal religious training, and then he starts calling himself a rabbi and calls some disciples. Who does he pick? Oh, fishermen, tax collectors, yeah, the outcasts. In fact, he's hanging out with these outcast people, tax collectors. They were hated. He's hanging out with prostitutes, with outcasts, with sinners. That's who he spends time with. This is God's chosen one? What is going on? This seems legit. And then he gets himself arrested, he's beaten, and he's put to death in the most awful way possible. This is the one God picked? Really? See, this doesn't check out. This doesn't seem legit. And then for us today, for a lot of people, Jesus doesn't seem legit because he sounds too good to be true. We are very wary of accepting things that sound too good to be true. You got that email from the prince overseas who is going to share his fortune with you if you just give him your bank account number so he can get it into him. No, doesn't seem legit. Well, Jesus is even better than that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's amazing. That's too good to be true. That's not for real. Seems legit. Yeah, right. Well, we're always looking for the catch. We're always apprehensive because too many things have bitten us. We've heard too many stories of times when people said, oh yeah, thanks, and then, oh, it's too good to be true. Jesus doesn't seem legit compared to the things of this world because the things of this world aren't legit. Jesus isn't of this world. And the things of this world, they're not legit. The prince of this world is not legit. The enemy? He's not legitimately the prince, all right? That's important to know. And if we operate according to the rules of this world, then who Jesus was and what he did won't make sense to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. God used the cross to save us. And that seems backwards from the standpoint of this world. That's not how things work in this world. But that's how God works. He uses the foolish things to humble the wise. He chooses the weak things to humble the strong. And so things in this world, things may not look legit, but God can use them to do incredibly powerful things for his glory to build his kingdom. Amen. Praise God. In Proverbs, it says, there is a way that appears to be right to a person, but in the end, it leads to death. We need to be careful operating by what this world says is legit, because oftentimes it can lead to bad places. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Look at that road. It's huge. Oh, man, it's easy street. Yeah, that road looks legit. No, it leads to destruction. Many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Amen. And you know what? Jesus is the gate. He is that gate. He is that way, because Jesus is legit. Jesus is legitimate. He is the definition of legitimate. Amen. Jesus said so himself in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the gate, he is the way, and he is the truth. He is legitimate. He is the foundation of truth in our whole existence, in our whole universe. He preceded it. He will come after it. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Amen. Praise God. That is our Jesus. He said himself, no greater love hath any man than this, that he should give his life for his friends. Does that sound like legitimate love? It does to me. If you love someone, what more could you do than give your life for them? Did he do that? Yes, he did. He gave his life for us because he loves us legitimately. He is love. He is legitimate love. He lived out the things that he preached. He talked the talk and he walked the walk. But he didn't just die for us. He did die, but that wasn't the end of the story. In the words of the prophet MC Hammer, he was too legit to quit, right? Amen. He rose again. He is alive today. I don't mean to make light of this, because this is critically important. He is legit. He is legitimately alive today. He rose and will never die again. We are enthroned with him in heavenly places. Hallelujah. He is the ever-living one. And you don't just have to take my word for it or someone's word for it. You can know him because he is alive today. You can talk to him. You can interact with him. He is alive. He loves you legitimately. And he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who was, who is, and who is to come, the Almighty. He is legit. Amen. So, we can start with him. We know that Jesus Christ is legit. But we encounter a lot of things in our life, in the religious spheres and just in our daily life. And it's not always easy to tell what is legitimate and what's not. All right? Sometimes you may be looking at something and I'm not sure if that's legit. Well, we need to be prepared to test everything and to hold on to what is true. So, when you encounter something, we need to make sure it's legit, all right? And not necessarily accept it at face value. Are you aware that on the internet, you can now pay a service and they will set up a bunch of computers to pray for you? They've got them hooked up to a thing kind of like Siri or Alexa that is able to talk, produce a human voice, and you can pay this service, and the computers will pray for you. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Well, now that can be yours for only $19.95 a month. Isn't that awesome? The Bible says it, right? No, that's not legit. Because God wants to communicate with you. It's not the fact that you have something praying on your behalf. Maybe that computer would get saved, but what about you? God wants to know you. All right, so we need to test everything and hold on to what is true. All right? Here's another meme you may have seen on the internet. It's from an inspirational calendar. It's a good verse. It sounds really inspiring. Can we take a look at that? So, this daily calendar page, if thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Luke chapter 4, verse 7. It's really in your Bible. Yeah, this was said by Satan to Jesus when he was being tempted in the wilderness. You need to check and make sure that stuff's legit. All right? We need to test everything and hold on to what is true and what is good. All right? So, if you encounter somebody that says, God doesn't love everybody, that's not legit. That's not true. If somebody tells you, God isn't for everybody, or there's some people who don't need Jesus, that's not true. Everybody needs Jesus. I need him, and every person you will ever meet need him. Somebody says all religions are equal. They all kind of lead to the same place. Everybody, it's all good, whatever path you... No, that's not legit. It's not true. You can look at various religions. They teach opposite things. It can't possibly be true. That's not legit. You need to test the things you encounter and hold on to what's true and throw away things that are bogus. If becoming a follower of Jesus doesn't affect your daily life, that's not legit. Following Christ should have an impact in who you are and what you do daily. It's not just a, yes, I believe in Jesus now. Oh, well, back to what I do every day. No! Jesus Christ coming into your life should transform your whole life. He's a life changer. And so, oh, if you encounter someone who tells you, oh, no, my life's same as it ever was, except now I got Jesus. And that's not exactly legit. If somebody tells you, you need Jesus to be saved, and also this book, I got this special extra revelation that you need to know about. No, that's not legit. Jesus is the way. And we don't need extra stuff, extra revelations. God didn't have to come back later and be like, oh, I didn't get these parts right. Here, let me explain that. If you encounter somebody who is more interested in fighting over the little details of their faith and can't come to agreement that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that's the important thing, that he saved us, and we can at least agree on that and worship God together and have fellowship together, that's not real legit, because Jesus is the crucial piece. Even people in other denominations, we should be able to get together with them and at least agree on the important things and worship God together. God's word is legit. We are blessed. We have the Bible. And it's legit. It's awesome. We are blessed. We are legitimately blessed to have God's word so abundantly available to us. We can get it on our smartphones. We can get it on the internet. You may have several Bibles sitting around your house. Back in the day, they had to share it word of mouth. And then they had to write it down, every word. And then they finally invented the printing press and could start mass producing them. We are blessed, y'all, to have it so available to us. But that can lead to a problem. Because if you got a million Bibles piled up in your house, but you never open one, that's not legit. The important thing is getting the Word of God into you. It's for you. It's to bless your life. So, if you're following Christ, but you haven't cracked His Word in a while, that's not real legit. You need to get on that. Prayer, fasting, fellowship, these things are legit. These things are powerful. They can have an impact in your life. But not just on their own, of their own sake. Yes, I said a prayer. God has to bless me now. No, it's because it brings us into closer contact with Him. It helps us grow in our faith and get to know Him more. And in doing so, get to discover more about who He calls us to be. If you are frequently asking other people to pray for you, but you haven't really spent a whole lot of time in prayer yourself, that's not real legit. God wants to talk to you. He loves you. He wants to interact with you. We need fellowship with each other. We need to be connected to one another. We need to live out our faith together. Because the Bible says wherever two or three are gathered in His name, He is there in the midst of them. And He's legit. That's awesome. That's a powerful meeting. That's a powerful gathering when we gather in Jesus' name. We need to do that. We need to fellowship with one another. And we need each other to help stay and figure out what's legit, to stay on the right track. Because sometimes the enemy's crafty. He can trick you. Some of y'all saw that inspirational calendar and said, yeah, amen, that's good. It's tricky. He was using the Word of God on Jesus. He was turning it around and trying to say, hey, no, you should do what I want you to do. I mean, doesn't the Bible say this? Fortunately, Jesus knows God and knows, nuh-uh, you got it wrong. You're twisting it. That's not legit. Well, we need each other to keep each other legit, to keep each other on the right track. As it says, just as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. There's nobody who has it so figured out that they don't need anybody anymore, ever. That does not happen. Jesus was the one. And yet He intentionally sought out others and sought out fellowship and reached out to people. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're the super most excellent Bible scholar if you don't need anybody else to help you stay on the legitimate path. Well, we need you. The rest of us could benefit from you keeping us on track. So we need each other. We need to be connected to one another and living out our faith life to stay on the right track, to make sure we're all sticking and holding fast to what's true and not getting off course. Because we don't want you to spend any time on something that's not legit. We don't want you to waste a moment. People waste their entire lives chasing after things that aren't legit. The things of this world will pass away. But the Word of God endures forever. Amen. I mentioned Proverbs earlier. There's another verse in Proverbs that says, the way of a fool seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. So it's good to have good Christian advice in your life. People you can turn to. And say, hey, I heard about this. What do you think about that? Does that seem legit? I don't know. Let's talk about it. In fact, let's pray about it. We can connect with God and ask Him, does this seem legit? Is this legit? Does this fall in line with your word, with who you're calling me to be. The wise listen to advice. And so, here's some advice for you. You're legit. So live like it. You are legit. You are legitimately a child of God. Through Jesus Christ, we have the right to be called children of God. And what's more, you are legitimately heirs to God's kingdom. That's awesome. As it says in Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 15, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father, Daddy, God. Verse 16, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is God, and it agrees and testifies that we are God's children. That's awesome. He legitimizes us. And now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory. We are legitimately co-heirs with Christ, through Christ. That's awesome. You are legit. So live like it. Furthermore, you are legitimate recipients of His Holy Spirit. Those verses were talking about the Spirit of God. The Spirit is available to you. In Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 38, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Next verse, "The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." That's you. This promise is available to you. God makes His Spirit available to us, to live in us, to guide us, to help us. That's awesome. You are legit. And you are legitimately called to spread the gospel and bring people to faith in Jesus Christ. We got the Great Commission. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." That's for us. That's not just for the people who heard Him speak those words. They were recorded for us because we are legitimately commissioned to go and spread the gospel too. We are legitimately called to take His word out into the world to get people connected with Jesus Christ. These verses are about you, and they're about me. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you are following Him, you are legit. If you have received the Holy Spirit, you are legit. You are a legitimate child of God. You are a legitimate heir to the kingdom. And you legitimately have been called to share His love with the world around you. It's not just for missionaries or for pastors. This call is for you too. Last week we had some missionaries who are working in Lebanon. And that's awesome. Praise God for them and for their work. Lord, be with them and guide them in all that they do. Watch over them and protect them. But it's not just for them. It's for you. You may not be called to go somewhere overseas, but you're called to reach out to your neighborhood, to your work, to your school, to the people you encounter at the grocery store. You're going to meet people who don't know Jesus Christ, and you're called to take that message to them. You are legitimately an ambassador for Christ. If you believe this promise, this good news that He gives us, that He has saved us, that He's blessed us, if you believe that's true and that's awesome, why wouldn't you want to share it with people? Because it's for them too. Now, you may not feel legit. I can totally understand that. As I said, I have no idea what I'm doing. I work as an engineer, but I'm also standing up in front of people, doing public speaking, preaching the Word of God. But it works. On our own, we're not legit. By myself, Marshall Blessing is not legit. But if we have Christ with us, if His Holy Spirit is living in us, He legitimizes us. He equips us. He gives us what we need. And we may not always know what to do, but He's with us and He will guide us because He's called us and He wants us to step out and fulfill that call to share His word, His good news, His gospel message, His love with the world. And we can trust Him when He says that He will be with us to the very end of the age. You are legit. God legitimately loves you. He died for you. And now, we need to share that awesome message. It is legitimately wonderful. And it should be life-changing. We're called to share that message with the world around us. At the end of service every week, we open up the front of the church and we invite and encourage everybody to come forward and spend some time talking with God. If you don't feel legit, come and talk to Him. Let Him tell you how much He loves you. Let Him tell you that you are legit. It's one thing for me to say it, but come and talk to Him. Hear it from Him. He loves you, and He'll give you all you need to share Jesus Christ with the world. Come and talk to Him about how to do that. Who are you called to reach out to? How can you reach those people, that really sour guy that you see every day, who it seems like nothing's ever going to break through to him? How do you reach that person? Talk to him. He's legit. These altars are open. Please come and spend some time talking with God today. He is here for you. He loves you. If you have never received His Spirit, come and reach out to Him.
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550. Thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.